Welcome to the second Sunday after Christmas, and Christmas is nearing the end. We've got two or three more days of Christmas, of the 12 days of Christmas, and next week is Epiphany Sunday. We start Epiphany season, but today we're still enjoying Christmas. The title of my sermon is A Road Less Traveled. Our message this week has to do with travelers. In our gospel reading in Matthew, Joseph is instructed in a dream to bundle up the newborn child and Mary and flee to Egypt, and is told to stay there until further notice because Herod is on the hunt and wants to kill the child. Joseph started his travel at night, and the family was well on their way by the dawn of the next day. The Holy Family lived in Egypt until Herod died, and when Herod died, Joseph had another dream. And an angel told him to take his family and return back to Israel because Herod was dead. This Egyptian departure fulfilled what the prophet Hosea had preached. I have called my son out of Egypt, out of Hosea 11:1. In order to appreciate this passage more fully, let's take a Reader's Digest look at the history of this prophetic passage and how it points to the Christ child. Our story begins in the book of Genesis. Adam and Eve were sojourners when they left the Garden of Eden into a new world they were unfamiliar with, a road less traveled. The patriarch Abraham, son of Terah, was born in what was known as Ur of the Chaldees, a city in Samaria located in the area now known as northern Syria. After Nahor, Abraham's brother, died, Terah took Abraham and his wife Sarai, and Abraham's nephew Lot, the son of Nahor, and set out on a pilgrim's quest for the land later known as the land of Canaan, but stopped short and settled in the land called after his name, Terah, known as the area of Paddan Aram, near the Euphrates River, an area now known as Turkey. And after the death of his father, Abraham took Sarai and Lot and continued his pilgrimage as a sojourner and a foreigner to the land of Canaan, the road less traveled. Abraham was the father of Isaac, and Isaac the father of Jacob, and later would be known as Israel. Israel was the father of 12 sons, who later became known as the 12 sons of Israel. And one of those sons was named Joseph, who definitely took a road less traveled to Egypt, where he eventually became the second most powerful person in Egypt, next to the Pharaoh. As the administrator of all the stored grain in the land, the times of famine of all the people came to Joseph for grain. This included Jacob and his family, who traveled from Canaan, a road less traveled. They settled in Egypt with Pharaoh's blessing. In the generations that followed, things changed when Joseph died and the next generation of Egyptians came to power. The descendants of Israel became slave laborers under a new and ruthless Pharaoh. Moses was called by God to lead the descendants of Israel out of Egypt. And after a series of challenges by Pharaoh to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God directed Moses and his brother Aaron to lead the descendants of Israel out of Egypt. Out of Egypt have I called my son Israel, Hosea 11:1. They went to search of the promised land of Canaan, the land said to be flowing with milk and honey, definitely a road less traveled. The journey for these people in the desert was not an easy one. We're told that they were led by the Spirit for 40 years in the imagery of a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. There were a lot of twists and turns, changes in directions, mistakes, corrections, struggles, sorrowful times, and times of joy and rest. Moses did not make it to the promised land, but Joshua, which means Savior or Deliverer in Hebrew, led them on. This was definitely a road less traveled. In between the travels of the Israelites that wandered in the desert, and Joshua that led the people into the land of milk and honey, and the fulfillment of the prophecy of the Christ child coming out of Egypt, there were conquests of Israel by the Babylonians, who were later dethroned by the Persians. And under the Persian rule, the Israelites were allowed to return to their land and rebuild their temple. And following many years of Persian-Roman wars, Rome was the dominant power, controlling Jerusalem and Judah at the time of Jesus' birth. These sojourners and traveling pilgrims were pointing to Christ, to the fulfillment of this prophecy directed to Jesus by the hands of Joseph and Mary. Out of Egypt have I called my son, the Christ child, the final fulfillment of the prophecy. And just as Adam and Eve, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, and Joshua, and the son of, and then Joseph and Mary, who traveled with the Christ child out of Egypt, so are we called to come out of the world of uncleanness, to live as children of the light, to stand fast in the freedom we've been called to, and to walk the road less traveled. Jesus took the road from Nazareth toward Jerusalem, a road that had many routes to preach, to heal, and to bring good news of the kingdom of God. As our example, we're called to follow Christ on this road to our heavenly Jerusalem. As strangers, foreigners, sojourners, pilgrims on this journey, may our desire be for a better country, a heavenly one. God has prepared a city in Hebrews 11:16. For our citizenship is in heaven, Philippians 3:20. This road, less traveled, is an individual journey for each of us. And it's also a collective journey as we travel together. The road is not straight. You all have preached this. You all know this. You've preached it. You've talked about it. And you've counseled about it. Just as God directed those before us, so are we asked to walk in step with the Spirit in Galatians 5:16. We're continually being transformed on this road with its twists and turns and bumps and highlights and disappointments. But we're being transformed through the sorrow, through the joy, into the image of Christ. All things work together for the good of those who are called to walk by faith. Not always an easy change, but definitely rewarding. Out of Egypt, I've called my sons and daughters. We're invited as children of God to enjoy the Christian life now, right now, in this present moment, now, to partake of the milk and honey. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the water. He that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. Hearken diligently to me and eat that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in richness. The richness of the promised land as we journey on this road, less traveled, to the New Jerusalem. Amen.